It's time for another Midweek Mini. We are so glad that you are joining us. Today, we are going to do a card offers roundup. This is kind of what's going on right now. All of the card offers that are out there, maybe not all of them, but a lot of the really good credit card offers that are out there right now. So if you are getting to a place where you're like, you know what, I'm ready for my next card, here are some options to weigh. Some of these are general travel cards and some of them are specific. So we're just going to go through some of our favorites, some of the ones that we think are notable right now.
Okay, guys, first is the newest and I think one of the more exciting right now because Southwest has put out their classic mini companion pass. It always seems to come around February every single year where they offer a sign-up bonus that gives you a little bit of points and a companion pass that's not the traditional full 2 years, but that's a mini version. So this is really, really great for people who do have Southwest points already to spend. Either you have points that you can transfer from Chase, points sitting in a Southwest account, maybe you got points coming from Bilt. This is a great offer for anybody that has Chase points coming from somewhere else because by the time that you earn this, you will have it from now through the end of February next year, through the 28th of February, 2027. So this is awesome for anybody that does not want to try to go for the two-card companion pass strategy in the fall or the one-card plus the spending strategy. In order to get the classic companion pass, right now you have to earn 135,000 points within one calendar year. With this card offer, you open one card, you spend $3,000 in the first 3 months, and you earn a companion pass plus 20,000 points. So I personally feel like if you are not sitting on some points you can use for Southwest already, this might not be a great option for you unless you're planning to do a bunch of cash flying and want a free person to come along with you for that as well. I mean, that is an option. You can totally use this for cash flights. But in general, I feel like this is really great for someone who maybe had a companion pass and it expired and you couldn't open the two cards back in the fall, but maybe you can open a card now so that once you have that companion pass, you also have points to spend. That's just my opinion. It's also super important to note that at the time of this recording, all of the public offers that you Google for are still showing this card, the Southwest Rapid Rewards Plus card, at just a 50,000 point signup bonus with no companion pass. But our personal referrals are reflecting this limited time earn the companion pass offer. So we will make sure to have personal referrals for you in the show notes so that you can get that offer right now. It may change. Those public offers might catch up with our referrals at some point, but as of the time of this recording, they're not. It's also worth noting that the very next level up on this card comes with the companion pass plus 30,000 bonus points, but it is a higher annual fee.
Yeah, I don't have a Southwest card right now, which is unusual, right? Because many years I've had one. I have had the full companion pass and enjoyed it. But I canceled my Southwest cards a while back, and I have yet to open a new one. I'm trying to decide whether I want to do this or if I want to wait till later in the fall and maybe go for the full companion pass next time. I do think if I did it, I don't know, I lean towards, and I always have, before when I had a Southwest card, I had the priority, which is the highest level. It comes with a $229 annual fee, but it also has the most appealing perks that, to me, pretty much offset that annual fee. So I don't know. I think for me, I would lean towards Southwest Rapid Rewards priority card if I was going to go for it. But, you know, it's a toss-up. It's hard to say. I just personally am excited to see this offer back because with all of the changes that Southwest made last year, I wasn't sure this February if we'd see this again. Or, you know, we keep kind of hoping that we don't get word that they're going to stop having the companion pass because it truly is the single best thing about Southwest Airlines and is an incredible deal if you fly frequently. So I was glad to see it just because it means for now, it seems like companion passes are safe and it's still a thing that Southwest is going to do. So I'm pumped about it.
Same.
Okay, moving on. This is a general card offer for somebody who wants another card that has a flexible points currency, transferable points to a lot of different hotels or airlines, and that's the Capital One Venture card. This is a fantastic card if you don't want the hassle of transferring points to another hotel or airline, because you can just use their purchase eraser very, very easily and wipe away. Tons of people do this for Airbnbs, for Disney tickets, for car rentals. It's so flexible because I love that about it. It's also really great for beginners who aren't sure really, like they know that they want to use points and miles for travel, but they haven't quite learned all the details and all the tricks of the trade. This is a really great place to start because number one, Capital One is picky. They don't like to give people approvals for cards. If you've had more than two cards really in the last 6 months, they're probably not going to approve you. So this is a good place to start before you have a lot of hard inquiries on your credit report. And the points can be used for a lot of things. So what makes the deal elevated and good right now is you get 75,000 bonus miles once you meet the terms of the offer, plus a $250 Capital One travel credit. That travel credit is not always there. So that's what makes this offer elevated. And it's great because the Capital One travel portal, you can get a lot of great things in there.
Oh my gosh, this is the exact offer that I got when I got this card. That $250 credit is unbelievably easy to use. You can do so much through the Capital One portal. In fact, I'll give a few examples. My mom was trying to get round trip tickets to Rapid City, South Dakota for a national park trip that they're taking, and they were looking all kinds of places. I knew she was sitting on a stockpile of Capital One miles, but there was a really good offer round trip in the portal, and it was like $247 for this round trip to Rapid City. Now, she actually ended up going a different route, but still used Capital One miles for her return because she transferred them out to Flying Blue to Air France, and she booked a Delta flight that I found for her on the way home. It was very amazing. These miles can be used for so many things. The purchase eraser in the portal, and then you can also transfer them out just like we always talk about with our other currencies. So if she had had this $250 travel credit, she probably would have gone with that round trip portal booking because that would have been the easiest thing in the world. That would have just totally knocked out that flight.
Yeah, and if you think about it, this offer, you get 75,000 miles plus a $250 travel credit. That's a minimum of $1,000 of value from this offer for a $95 annual fee card. Yeah. That's pretty good. It's rare that you get an offer with so much value from a $95 annual fee card. Also comes with other things. Look into it if it's of interest to you. If you don't already have TSA PreCheck or Global Entry, there's a credit for that. So it's just a really good all-around card, especially for newbies who don't have a lot of flexible points right now. It's a good place to start. Okay, now moving on. This next one is specific to hotel chains, and we're going to start with Marriott. They have a card right now with 5 free nights as part of the welcome offer. I'm going to say this before we chat about it. Make sure that you have a plan for these nights. Unlike the Capital One Venture card, that's kind of a good, you know, if you don't know what you're doing, just get the card because it's so flexible. This is not as flexible. You want to have a plan when you lock yourself into any hotel or airline-specific card.
Yeah, 100%. This is the Marriott Bonvoy Boundless card. And like Mary Ellen said, 5 free nights come with this card after you spend $3,000 within the first 3 months. But Marriott free nights are very specific. You can use them up to 50,000 points per night. You do have the option to top them off with points you might already have. You could transfer those from Chase, or you could have some in a Marriott account already. So you would want to not pick a property that had rooms over 65,000 points for the nights for the trip that you were trying to book. So as she said, you need to have a plan. This is not a willy-nilly, just open it because 5 free nights sound great. You need to know where you're going, what the prices look like for the dates that you are interested in, that the dates are available, all of the things. And then also make sure there's some flexibility built in there because you have to have time to earn these points and then book your nights. But if this fits a trip that you are looking at, this could be an excellent option.
It's worth noting that the Hyatt personal card also has an offer that's worth up to 5 free nights. Now, the way they have it structured, it's really not as good as the Marriott offer, if we're being honest. It's also not a points, you know, the structure of Hyatt is a little different. We love their structure, their fixed awards chart, but the free nights are good for a category 1 through 4. It's not like you can top it off with extra points and then book a category 5 or 6, 7, 8 hotel. So just keep that in mind with the Hyatt offer. I have a Hyatt personal card. I think it's a keeper card for me because I get a free night every year on my anniversary with it. I do tend to put $15,000 worth of spend on it during the year to get an extra free night. So it's a good card, but the offers, they're never that flashy. Hyatt never has a super flashy or exciting welcome offer. So, you know, if you want a Hyatt personal card, sure, maybe it's okay. I don't know. I still kind of lean towards waiting till it's a point offer instead of the free nights. I don't know. It's not exciting, but it is out there and worth noting.
It absolutely is. I do think we should point out that of all of the cards we've talked about, only one is not a Chase card. So you are going to have to be super aware of your 524 to do any of these, which kind of sucks because honestly, I'm really not thinking very 524 focused anymore. In general, I'm interested in other cards, but Marriott is a Chase card. The Southwest is a Chase card. The card I'm about to mention that I haven't mentioned yet is a Chase card. And the Hyatt is a Chase card.
And before we go on, just in case anybody out there is brand new to points and miles, if you're just getting into all of this, we mentioned 524. What that means is Chase Bank does not like to approve you for cards if you have opened 5 or more personal credit cards in the last 24 months. So you need to kind of think back over the last couple years. Have you opened an Old Navy card that you forgot about? Have you opened, you know, how many credit cards have you opened? Keep that in mind for Chase Bank.
Yeah. And I want to mention that it's not just Chase cards that they count. It's, you did say this, but people still seem to really get tripped up on it. 5 of any brand of personal card. So it does not matter which bank has issued it. If there have been 5 or more, as you mentioned, it will not be approved. The last one we're going to mention is one we talked about a little bit in our episode with Kong at the end, but we didn't really dive into what the offer is on the Reserve. And since the rules have now changed with the Chase Sapphire Preferred and Reserve, you can now hold both cards and you can now earn both sign-up bonuses only once for each card in your lifetime or until they decide to change things again, which would be so amazing. But for now, that's it. So I would be strategic and flexible. But as we mentioned in that episode, I would also keep in mind that they could change their mind at any time and go right on back to where they were saying, oh, only one, either the preferred or the reserve bonus. That's it. You better pick and you better make it a good choice. The whole thing is very frustrating, but right now we're just going to be excited about this because the Chase Sapphire Reserve, you can earn 125,000 points after you spend $6,000 in the first 3 months. So it's a very reasonable spend and it is a nice chunk of points. The part that's hard for people to stomach is that this card, with all of its lovely benefits, is a $795 annual fee card. It is a premium travel card, and that is definitely not in the budget for everybody.
Not at all. And that means when you sign up for the card, you have to front the $795 to pay for the annual fee, like right at the beginning. Mm-hmm. The value of the card is far more than that. So yes, you will make back your money throughout the year if you use all the benefits. Mm-hmm. And that's why people love any travel credit card, right? Is usually there's enough benefits packed in there to offset the annual fee and come out way ahead with a lot of great travel benefits. But you do have to have the money up front. So this is a good card. It is something that I personally am considering now because of my new unexpected status as a Hyatt globalist for this year. And I don't know that I'm going to ever have that status again. I am not a full-time traveler. So it's pretty sweet to have that status. I need to take advantage of it. So I need as many Hyatt points as possible this year so that I can book some fun things and take advantage of globalist status. But at the same time, like Joanna mentioned, that lifetime language changing is a real bummer because my husband is one of the people before all of this changed that he got a Chase Sapphire Preferred many, many years ago. He downgraded it after, you know, having it for a long time before we really knew all about the points and miles world. It had been more than 48 months. So he was able to get the Chase Sapphire Preferred sign up bonus again, a second time, which was super exciting. And a lot of people,
glory days.
Yes, were able to do that. And now they have taken a page out of Amex's book and given us some lifetime language. So I don't know. I'm torn on this one. I don't want to pay that high annual fee. I do want the 125,000 points. But if I do it, that's it. That's it for me, my once in a lifetime, potentially. So I don't know. It's something to think about.
It's definitely something to think about. And since we're kind of talking about offers and Chase points and all the things, I'm just going to sneak this in here. I just recently read that Bilt has said that our one-to-one Rakuten to Bilt transfer actually goes through the May deposit. So you do have a little bit longer to earn a big chunk of Rakuten points and get them transferred to Bilt before having to think about getting that Bilt card to keep your status. So a little bit
of
good news.
It's very interesting. I don't know. I don't know if I believe it. I guess it's written somewhere. I mean, it's clearly after the initial 6 months for everyone who signed up for it, like right away, like right when we learned about that deal. So interesting. I never thought that was a possibility. So I kind of had it out of my mind. So I'm interested to see if that really does happen. I sure hope so.
I sure hope so too. It has been circulating. I've seen it in a couple places. And so if they walk this back, there's going to be just as much outcry as there was over all of the 2.0 craziness. So I think they're probably trying to appease people after such
like Chase.
A failed
I mean,
launch.
I think the same thing. The Chase Sapphire Reserve, I think, was such a failed launch and people were not excited about the high annual fee that that's why we see this big change of now they're allowing people to earn the welcome offer on it as well as the Chase Sapphire Preferred. Mm-hmm. So it makes a difference what people do, and banks do change their mind and, you know, switch up the rules of the game sometimes. So anyway, these are the offers that are out there right now. Some of the notable offers. Let us know what you've been signing up for. Please give us a shout out in our Facebook group. If you think an offer is particularly good or noteworthy, or you have a great plan for how you're going to sign up for that Marriott card and use those 5 nights, share about it in the Facebook group. We would love to hear from you. Love to hear your strategy on things, what you're loving right now in the points and miles world, and what you think is maybe overhyped and not so great. We'd love to hear about it.
Yeah, come be honest in the Facebook group. We love honesty and transparency over there. We want to know all your feelings, and we will see you here next time, guys.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you so much for joining us for today's episode. We hope you learned something new and feel inspired to plan your next trip.
Remember, we're travelers sharing our experiences, not financial advisors. So always do your own research and make informed decisions.
If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to like, subscribe, and follow so you never miss a Points and Miles tip.
We'll see you next time on Wonderland on Points.